Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have a wonderful Monday, having some healings, and we can answer questions if you want to call in, or if you want to just go on the fast chat, we'd be happy to answer your questions. So here we go. We'll do an emotional clearing first for everybody, then we'll do some entities. So here we go. Taking away, I'll do a few entities first here. We'll get them out of your neck and your head first, and we'll do an emotional clearing. So here we go. So getting those out of us here. And they're being released. And I'll count to 10, then we'll bring more of your spirit into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And bring in more of your spirit. So you may feel yourself getting a little heavier in your head and also in your neck. And there we go, coming more in, getting more of yourself back to wholeness here. There. Okay, let's do an emotional clearing for the last 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And have a sample here requested by Yolanda here. Looks like anxiety. We can do anxiety and depression here. That way you're covered on both sides here. So here goes anxiety. And actually nobody has anxiety out there, I would understand here. So here we go. Anxiety. That only comes on Fridays, I think. Anticipating the weekend. Here we go. Anxiety clearing for the last 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. Today cleared. And now we'll do for depression. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days, boy, a lot of stuff there. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okie doke. So we'll see if our co-host is on here, our sponsor, Annika. Are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. It's great to be on again. So, Ron, I know you did a show on Saturday, and I'm one of those people who don't have TV, so I would love to hear what you actually did. Do you want
we did a filming, and it'll be probably on YouTube at some point. We have to edit it and, you know, check it out and do different things to it. But, yeah, we're in Union Square here in New York doing healings. It was wonderful. So, it's going to be great, working with different people, doing some emotional healings. Mainly I was just doing chakra alignments for almost for everybody, basically. Then we did some emotional, and then also I showed them how a pendulum could be used to check out their body energy. And I was just using their palm chakra to see if they're open fine or not. So that was interesting. Just had a lot of fun. And again, we'll be coming back to Union Square in New York here. We'll be there Saturday, so you want to mark your calendars if you happen to be in New York and Manhattan at that time. And Union Square will be there in the center, in the square itself. Just look for us here. And it'll be at probably 6 o'clock to about 9 o'clock at night. That'll be this coming Saturday, and it'll be great. I better get the date for the people who maybe are listening on an archive. That way you won't come there if we're not here. So this Saturday is the 13th. So Saturday the 13th, 6 to 9, Union Square. And we'll have a lot of fun. So, yeah, it was just great. So I'll turn it back over to you, Annika.
Okay. Well, you know, I wish I could be there, and I'm sure many of us wish we could be there, too, but I'm too far away.
But yeah.
That's why I'm listening to you now, though, because we can do maybe a few of those samples. I don't know if you want to do a chakra alignment for us now.
Yeah, we can do that. Sure, great. So here we go. Go to your heart center and move that so it's pointed in the right direction. Perfect. Throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. And now we're going back down to your power chakra. That's good. Okay, and second chakra. And first chakra. and we'll do an opening for everybody. That way you can get a little more energy in your chakras here. And here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, spin, spin. Oh, boy. Some stuff there with some people. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. And coming down now to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. So you should feel your body changing a little bit. You might want to just get up and walk for maybe half a minute just to see how you're feeling. And then we have a workshop tomorrow night. If you're here again in Manhattan, it's 241 West 30th Street. Between 6 and 7, it's the Edgar Cayce ARE Center. And the workshop will be from 6:30 to 9:30 tomorrow. And that's June 8th. So that'll be another wonderful event for people to come to. We talk about many, many topics, the alien life forms, the worms, the parasites. We talk about the light of the darkness. We talk about ascension naturally. We talk about why it's important for you to be in your body. We do many, many sample healings. Remember, if you're not in your body, who is? And what I'm finding from talking to a lot of people, like at the different expos that we go to, the main consensus is that they say that you must be in your heart center. And they sort of slide that over, like, if you're in your heart center and you're smiling nice to people and having good thoughts, you know, you're ready for ascension. Well, that's basically the first step that you should do naturally is always be in your heart. And that should be ever since you're born. And most people don't even know how to do that connection. So that's number one. That would be like preschool. But the main thing is you have to be in your body fully to do the ascension. So most people are, you know, at best 20%. Some people go down to about maybe between 8 to 10%. But I'd say the average who are kind of awakened, who haven't taken maybe too many drugs or alcohol, stuff like that, to actually force and kick your spirit out of your body, you know, those people are normally about 20% in. So you have to get the rest of the 80% back to you, and that requires a lot of work sometimes. Just it just can't be done overnight or reading a book, and that's unfortunate about what's being taught today, is that you can do it all yourself, which is actually impossible to do, because you can't, you need assistance because of your genetic programming that your spirit has taken on, of all the densities of lifetimes that it's had here. Remember, it's taken in the beliefs of all those lifetimes, and it doesn't know really what to do, so it needs help. That's why the light ship comes every 2,000 years to help people. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, that is that's a good point. And also when you find assistance, to find the right assistance, you know, knowing that we do need help to do this, it's just so great to know that we're connected to the right source when we're connected to the creation light ship.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that's a good way of, yeah, there's many sources out there. So, you know, you don't want to get a dark side practitioner source, because you may be in a, you know, big trouble. But basically, the light ship is creation energy itself. It doesn't promote itself except every 2,000 years, which is why I'm here to help you to connect. And basically, you're already connected in your heart center, but your spirit's been so diluted here that it doesn't have all of the spiritual horsepower, so to speak, to do all that it can do. In the time of Jesus, naturally, people were much more empowered. So, you know, that information that was given back then was great for when it was taught and told, even though the Bible was written 300 years after basically the death of Jesus or something like that. We don't exactly know when he died because, like I mentioned, you know, the calendar, you know, is only AD and BC that we have now, the Roman calendar, and they somehow omitted when Jesus walked the earth, you know? So he walked in 0 point, okay? And so we don't know exactly by that time, But they do talk about his ages, but they don't. That's not listed anywhere because it's AD and BC. So it's very interesting to see that. So anyway, kind of going in a different direction here. Yeah, you want to get hooked up to the proper source of light, and that's where your spirit comes from, which is the light ship. Everything out there that's not of that is naturally the light of the darkness, and that comes full bore every 2,000 years, which is why we have so many practitioners now practicing light and trying to teach you how to come into the light and be in the light and do attunements for the light, to do DNA activations, to do everything that you can think of. And all this is the dark side teachings, because your spirit has the information, but it has to get plugged in stronger to the light, and you have to get rid of your cellular memory for it to do that. And so your spirit can't come into your body fully because you already have stuff going on inside of it, and this density is preventing it from being in your body fully. This is why the light ship is here, to help you take out these densities. And nothing else from the darkness and from the other teachings that's out there on the earth plane through different practitioners can ever connect to your true spirit energy to have your spirit integrate with your body, because they don't have the proper blueprints and the proper frequencies to do that with. The light ship created you, so it has everything that you are, and it knows all about you, and it can do this process for you. This is why the healings only take about 1 hour of time to do, where typically, you know, if you look at your emotional lifetime in this lifetime, to clear out each year of your life, it takes about a minute, which is very, very quick. Just think of how many thoughts you have, you know, every hour. And each one of those thoughts, being that it's from the density of the negativity, the light of the darkness, the thoughts that you have, which is in mind, collective consciousness, universal mind, all these words are buzzwords that people use. This is all darkness energy. It's not from the heart. And so when you start imprinting and programming your body, then that has to get released out of it. And this is why the light ship is here, so you're able to have the ascension. Otherwise, it wouldn't make much difference, because, you know, you would still live your life, but now it's a key point in the consciousness of light, so that you're able to move forward if you choose to. Remember, the light will never twist your arm. The light never promotes itself. It doesn't do attunements every day of the week. Some practitioners do that. They, you know, charge money to connect you up to something, which they claim is the light, and maybe you sit and do a meditation, maybe on a conference line, or you just sit, you know, at a certain time each day, or once a week, or something, and this is what happens. And then you're hooked up to the dark side, and that's very, very negative, and if you were to ask your spirit, it would probably tell you naturally not to do that, because it doesn't want to be entangled in darkness, even more so than what it is already. So remember, it has to get itself out of this stuff. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I see a lot of good comments about how this Saturday was, and how the crowds were lined up for healings, and that's just great to hear. So thank you so much for all those comments. And I saw Pauline had a question about the light infusion chamber. That was probably from the last show that you did, but I was wondering if maybe you want to explain a little bit about what the light infusion chamber can do, and that you have it with you, and where you have it if people want to do that healing.
I only have that available at the expo, so it was available at the Yoga Raw Food Expo here. It'll be coming back to New York again in October, I think the third weekend, I believe, in October coming up. So look forward to that. The light infusion chamber puts light back into your body. And if you've been into it one time, then your cells are energized. And the more often you go into it, the more healings you're going to be having, because this goes deeper and deeper and deeper into your body to awaken all of your cells. So it's just quite a wonderful thing. People walk out of there feeling, you know, happier. They feel, you know, especially if they've seen, you know, the light beams, they feel wonderful. They see things. Sometimes they'll have an experience of just feeling really light, high, we'll say, spiritually high. And it's just a great experience. You know, it's hard to describe the light chamber until you've actually been in it. And a lot of the people that do see it come in each time we have the light chamber up because they know how good it is. So it's quite something. A lot of people go into it maybe a half a dozen or so times during the events that we have. So it's just very, very special. And the Union Square event is great. It's like Kimberly's talking about it there. Yeah, it was just a wonderful thing to see people line up. Naturally, when people first see anybody doing anything, they're a little skeptical until they see the smiles on the people's faces when they leave and they want to come on board. So I know we probably did at least 70 people. We got rid of most of the handouts that we had, and we had, I think, 150 handouts. So it could have been more like 100 people or so that we actually seen. So it's it was quite impressive and a lot of fun. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, well, it's so great to have it online now that you actually have the online light infusion chamber clearing that we can do that way.
Yes.
If we can't go to it, you know. And well, I know you did a sample of that last week. I don't know if you want to do that again.
Yeah, we'll do that, sure. So sit back and relax here, and I'm going to count to 10. We'll go to the light chamber for a minute here. The energy is very strong, so this is why we don't normally do over 5 minutes in the chamber at a time here. So here we go. When you go online, the energy is toned down to this, I think, a one-hour session. So it does tone it down quite a bit. When we have it up, initially it's for 5 minutes, so you don't want to get anybody, you know, amped out too much here. Here we go. I'll count to five as we go into it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, we're in it right now. You're all connected to the light ship, and you're in the light infusion chamber. And you may start to feel energies buzz in your body. A lot of people, I would say, probably feel their body changing a little bit as you feel tingles happening to it. If you have a physical problem, just maybe put your hand on it, request a healing right now. Okay. And if you have any animals around, just see how they're responding right now, too, as they're around you. And we got about another 10 seconds or so to go here. You know, this time goes by very quickly because we're out of time right now. Remember, when you're out of time, then you're in the moment, present moment, and you're then in spiritual energy, not in the mind, not in the mind timeline. Okay, we're coming out, and now we're back here. Okay, Annika.
Wow, it just feels so great to get out of the mind for me. I feel like I was up all night in my mind, even though I kept dropping into my heart, but it was a little one of those challenging nights for me. So, but anyway, there was some questions here about healing the adrenals from HEAL. Was asking about thyroid adrenals healing, and Yolanda was asking about lower back pain and restricted movement healing, and that's why I was grateful that you did the light infusion chamber, because maybe you could write some comments if it was helping you, because I know it can.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, just get online and just see how you're feeling now.
Yeah. And oh, also,
we see Kimberly on there. She has a sample of the seventh generation religion clearing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Let's see here. I guess we could do that. I'm trying to see what. Here we go. We'll do your mother's side here, because everything kind of we go with each generation back and forth. But we'll do your mother's side right now. So here we go. I'll count to 10. Take away this imprinting. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is what she felt and brought to you. And now we'll do your father. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So it's just a sample here. It can't go really, really deep, but it will give you an idea. We'll do your grandparents, mother's side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, that's heavy. Father's side. Well, I'm yawning a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So just see how that's responding, how you feel about that. Remember, the genetics are inside of you. And remember, that's who you are, is your consciousness of the people who lived in the past. That's what you brought forth and how your body's constructed and made in this lifetime, along with its belief systems. This is why it's so awfully hard to change someone's beliefs, because it's ingrained in you. You just don't pick it up in this lifetime. It's already there. So, back to you, Annika.
Yeah, speaking about what we pick up from past lifetimes, Mike had a question about the sensory genetic clearing, if that clears away imprinting from our parents.
This lifetime would clear that. Is that what you're asking, Annika?
Well, his question is, does the sensory genetic clearing clear away imprinting from our parents?
Does this lifetime one? Is that what you're asking?
Well, his question is, maybe you can clarify, Mike, but I'm not sure if he means this lifetime, but I'm guessing that's what it is.
Okay, so when you do a seven-generational one, that starts from your parents and goes back, okay? You need to have your lifetime done first before you do the seven-generational one going back in time. So it has to start with you first, and then from there it goes back in time.
So is that usually done at the same time then, Ron, or two different times?
Two different sessions, because this lifetime would be a whole life clearing.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be actually two different ones.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to jump to another question here that I see that I think needs a little bit more clarification, because we have guests online asking, is planet Earth a creation of the dark? And maybe you want to explain a little more on that.
Planet Earth from the dark side, is that what they're asking?
Yes. Is planet Earth a creation of the dark?
No, the Earth was created by the light. Just that the darkness has taken it over from the consciousness of people, bringing in attunements and everything else down here. And that's basically it. Because, see, the consciousness of people bring in the energy to the planet. The Earth spirit isn't going to go out there and like, put a bullseye on itself, you know, and say, come on, dark side, come into me. No, it doesn't do that, but the people on the planet do connect to the dark side using mind energy, because the Earth is not in mind. It's in pure divine love. This is why when you, like, dig up, say, crystals for healing, etc., it has love energy in those crystals. And then what happens is, as they get programmed by people holding them, or maybe practitioners programming the crystal for something using mind energy, then it's from the dark side. And so everything here, and that includes, like, you know, trees, etc., you know, they're all connected to love energy. And so the planet was never created by the darkness. It doesn't have a reflection out there of the darkness like people think we're supposed to have, is, you know, in order to see how much light you're in, you need to have so much darkness as a comparison. That's not the way the light works. The light's always light. There's no reflection that the light needs to see itself, you know, to see, you know, where it is in the light, you know. So that's, you know, one thing that's not proper. So the light will draw darkness to it, and I'll describe that, because as people become more in the light, the darkness wants that light. So the light will bring darkness to it, because the darkness wants to live off the light. It doesn't want to live on its own energy, because the light has so much more. And this is what people talk about sometimes as they become more spiritually awakened. They start feeling things happening to them which they wish never happened, and that's because the darkness is attaching itself to you to steal part of your soul energy, your spirit energy, and your body energy. And so maybe that could be what they're talking about too, but the darkness never created the Earth, and the darkness came here mainly because of the people here living and working with mind energy of the darkness, so they brought it in. This is what happens on your different attunement days. You know, if you go back, and even this year, you're going to probably, you might mark your calendar to, add yourself some more spirit energy in your body for protection. But like on 9909, that'll be a big day for everybody. Last year's 8808, and then you got 7707. And I think the main one that really hit here to bring in the darkness energy, I think, was the harmonic convergence back in 87, where everybody got up at whatever time it was, you know, and to do prayers for, in a sense, world peace. Well, what are you using? You're using collective consciousness, universal mind, the darkness, for peace energy. Well, it might sound good to you, you know, with your mind, but that brought in a whole bunch of darkness energies here. And, you know, you can watch the movie also, The Mist, that shows how people open up these wormholes, stargates, let the darkness in, and this is what people do when they start to connect outside of themselves to some energy source that they think is a light, because everybody on the planet needs more light. You already have it with you. All you need to do is connect to it inside of yourself. You don't need it from an external source, because it'll never come that way. The light doesn't promote itself. The light never comes. You already have it. So this is hard for some people to even understand, because they've been taught through their religions, through different practitioners, that you must bring in more light to your body. Well, that comes from your spirit. All the healings that we do are working with your spirit so that the light ship can bring you light to your spirit, because your spirit has a problem, because it's been here for so many eons of time from trapped incarnations here from the darkness. And this is a chance for you to get out of here. And this is why the light ship is here to help you. So hopefully I answered that question. If not, just come back online again and we'll find out. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, well, thank you. Kimberly was asking about the seven generation religion clearing and the seven generation God plane clearing, and maybe you can clarify a little bit more on how they compare.
Yeah, they're both pretty similar. The God plane clearing is typically for people who think that they go to heaven after each lifetime, and or they need a God to interface with, maybe after their death. This is what religions teach you, okay? The religion clearing just goes across the board with all religions and their belief systems that they have. So it's very similar, but they are different. I'll do the God plane clearing here. We'll just do it for a couple of times here for your parents here. So here we go, and you're going to actually feel this because they're inside of you. Even if they're living or not, their beliefs are in you. So as you clear out that genetic coding from them, it comes out of you. So here we go. Mother, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And Father, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's the God plane clearing. Now we'll do the religious one. So you can sample that again. So Mother, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Whole different energy. Father, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So the people who really have it bad are the people who probably were maybe in a monastery. Maybe they were a nun or a monk or something. So they got them both. They got the religion that they belong to. Also, they got the belief in the God that they prayed to, the extraterrestrial alien that they were praying to as they were connected, corded to this energy. And like I said, this is why when you go to different churches, some feel better to you than others. And you may say, gee, I wonder why that is. Well, it's because there's different aliens attaching to that particular church and that belief system of that church. So you're actually working with maybe, I'll just say alien race A in the Baptist church, we'll just say on South Street. And then you go to the Baptist church maybe on we'll just say Angel Street, and it feels different to you. And they're both a Baptist church. And you go, wow, why does the energy inside of these churches feel different? Well, it's a different ET alien race, more than likely, because they're taking over that church. They took over the ministers because that's who they're channeling through. And then that goes to the congregation. And this is what happens. So they're just all being used, including the congregation, like I say, when you pray, P-R-A-Y outside of yourself, you're a P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. So if they were to teach the true teachings of Jesus, the first thing they would say is, hey, don't pray to anything outside of yourself. You came here as a group of people, and let's do a connection to our spirit inside of our heart center, and we're all going to sit here for maybe 15 seconds to maybe a minute and get our spiritual guidance from our spirit, and this is our service for today. And you can do that in a park even. And you don't need to pay any money to have your prayers answered, because your spirit does that for you. Remember, when you pray outside of yourself, then you are giving yourself away. And some people think they have to tithe money to the ET gods. And that's okay. The churches do need to have a place to support the minister and everything else, and the land they and the paint and everything else for that church. But it's all under the wrong premise, you see. So you're not really, you're trying to buy your salvation. And that some churches, want you to do a special offering for that. And it's just very sad that people are stuck in this reality of darkness, which is called the light of the darkness that the aliens brought here. So anyway, the churches are not preaching, even though the Christian church is the honest truth of the life of Jesus, because they don't know any difference and they're taken over. So, back to you, Annika.
Wow, it's so interesting, because I actually don't feel it that much. And when you were doing that sample, and I usually feel things really strongly, and for some reason it made me think about my parents, and they were atheists. So they do not really believe in anything that has been through the churches. So it was interesting. It didn't feel, it wasn't a big deal for me. So that's just an interesting, was interesting for me to know. But not saying that I don't need that clearing myself, but.
Yeah, if you've ever been to a church, if you've been to a church, you want to have that clearing. It's like the dark side practitioners, because if once you were taught to pray, then you're hooked up. You have an energetic cord to those life forms.
Yeah, it's interesting, because I definitely became a bit of a seeker at a very young age, even though my parents were not. So it's interesting how that can happen. You know, there's been questions about possibly doing a healing or a sensory clearing sample. I know you were talking about it before. Do you want to do a sample on that? Heal was asking for one.
Sure, yeah. We'll have to see what, why don't you type in a date that you want to have healed? You can go back, say 80,000 years to now. So pop in a date there, and, we'll see what you have, and we'll do a sample clearing on that. So next question, Annika. We'll have to wait a couple minutes.
Yeah, we have, a person on from Holland. Hello, Marco Dutch is on. And he or she is wondering, when are you going to come to Holland and do some healings?
Well, I never thought of that. To Union Park or Union Square this weekend? I'll be here.
Well, the good thing is that we have so much online, and that's what I would like to share with somebody who's in Europe or anywhere else in the world listening to Ron and the Creation Light Ship, is that it's so... There's so much you can do online, and it's just as powerful. So it's really wonderful to do that if you can't come to where Ron is. At this moment, you don't really have anybody else working with you, Ron, right?
No, there's no one else down from the light ship at present. The last person here was Princess Diana doing the humanitarian mission. But she did not have access codes to the light ship to bring anybody up to it. She was just doing the teaching of humanity, the how to be compassionate, etc. So she was not involved with the actual physical healings of people. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and how quickly the healings happen. I just saw some wonderful comments from the adrenals was feeling much better, getting warmer. That was a comment from Heal. And Yolanda could now put her palms on the ground, and she hasn't been able to bend over for days. And I'm guessing that was from doing some of those samples and possibly asking for that part of her body to be healed when you did the sample of the light infusion chamber, Ron. So that's wonderful to read that it's helping so much. I have a question. There's been wonderful emails pouring into the creation, the Yahoo group of the Creation Lightship. It's been comments about food and water and how it affects our body. And I know from last Wednesday, I heard on the show when you were doing water charging and how I felt it really charging up the water in my body as well. So I know that it does that.
Yes, it does do that automatically, yes. Uh-huh.
And then there were questions about when we actually bring food into our body, what do we bring with it? Do we bring, is there a way to protect our bodies at the same time?
Well, whatever food you have, remember, the food is probably mostly traumatized because it was probably living. I don't think a grain might not be, in that same situation, but, typically whatever you're eating can hold the trauma. So if you go online and you do the object clearing, you're able to clean out the densities from that, and that's helpful for people. Because otherwise you're taking in that stress, the trauma, the DNA of that particular life form, and that's going to be stored inside of you, and it could, exhibit a certain way. We have a question here from guest. It says, if the dark invaded the earth, which it has through the mind of people from their free will, how come the creator does not kick them out? Well, that's a very good question. So I'll have to ask everyone out there, have you been in judgment today? So if you have been in judgment, that means you're not heart-centered. And if you're not heart-centered, then that means that you're bringing a negativity to you and the planet. Remember, the light is free choice, free will. So it's not going to go against its premise, its philosophy of not allowing you free choice, free will. So why is the earth screwed up? It's because the people on it chose the darkness. And that's basically it. I don't know what else to say on that. You might want to go more into it or maybe ask another question if you want, Annika. But that's, to me, the whole thing in a nutshell is that the people chose not to work on their bodies, not to get rid of the cellular density from their judgments of their ancestors. And they're living it now and always will be living it until they get out of their body. The Lightship is here to help you release that. So the Lightship comes every 2,000 years to help you get rid of what you have stored inside of yourself. But you should be doing that yourself. That should have started 2,000 years ago. So you should be empty by now. And you should be living in your heart. Why aren't you? It's because your ancestors never listened to the teachings of Jesus to work on themselves. That's why he came. Every Christian church will tell you that Jesus died for your sins. Well, that means that before the people that he talked to that were living, before he left the planet here, he taught them how to heal themselves through the Lightship clearings and to keep working on themselves so the next generation would be clearer than the one they had now. That they didn't leave for ascension. So they didn't leave, they had the teachings. So why does everybody have densities in them? And why do you have past lives? Because you chose the darkness in place of the light. It's very, very simple. A first grader can understand it. So, the reason why we're in the state of affairs that we are here is because everybody chose darkness over the light. And they wanted to take away free will. The darkness is there to take away your free will. What do people do on this planet? They take away your free will. It's the same thing. So you take away people's free will. This is the mind transmissions of courtings, psychic attacks, witchcraft, spells, New Age philosophy of having your mind create your reality through the thoughts that you have to give yourself something more in your life by taking it away from someone else, the battle of the minds. That's like finding your parking place. So back to you, Annika. Oh, God courting disconnection. That one caught my eye. Wowee. A God courting disconnection.
Yes. That's
wow.
One.
Oh, man, that popped me awake here. Here we go. Oh, this is wonderful. Let's go back 10 years here, okay? We'll do 1 year at a time. And here we go. Get these ETs off of you. Remember, watch the movie 10,000 BC. Here we go. So, 10 years ago, I'll just do this year. This year cleared. Next year, year two cleared. Three cleared. Four cleared. Five's pretty rough for some people out there. Maybe you went to more than one church. Maybe you're a seeker of religion. Getting that off of you here. 6 years ago, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, and 10 years ago. So this is a once over, but you should feel your body greatly lightening up. You may even have some of your abduction experiences cut down. Remember, everybody gets abducted at least twice a year on this planet because these alien races fight over you. So remember, this is what they do. They're here to take away your free will, and they view us as guinea pigs. But back to you, Annika. I don't want to get too negative here.
No, well, that was just incredible. Now, that I really, really felt. So thank you so much, Jennifer, for asking, and thank you for that catching your eye. That was amazing. So very, very good. I wonder if you want to move on to doing some of the parallel live sample or possibly a sludge body.
Okay, let's do, we had one request here from Heal, and that was a sensory. Let's get back to that one.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so sensory clearing. Let's see. For the people who don't think they've been here for a long time, we're going to go back 40,000 years, okay? So some of you may say, well, I can remember, 500 years ago, but let's do 40,000. So now if your body has sensed something, or your body's pretty old. So this is genetic cellular memory being released from you. This is your body's energy. Here we go. So we'll go 40,000 years to, to 41,000. We're going back in time, so the years are going to increase. So 40,000 years cleared, 40,000, 100 years cleared, 40,200 years cleared, 40,300 years cleared, my body's getting hot, 40,400 years cleared, 40,500 years cleared. Okay, let me get some comments in the fast chat, how you feel. I am getting a little dizzy, a little warm. A lot of energy is taking place right now as this stuff gets released from everybody. Back to you, Annika. And our time is moving on like it normally does, pretty quickly for this show. We still got some time left, though.
Okay. Do you want to do any of the... I also saw Mike had asked for parallel life sample.
Sure, parallel life. So for the newcomers, the parallel lives are the dark side energies that take you to these parallel lives. You only have one life in the now, in the light. You can't have two lives, okay, because the light wants you to have your full spirit with you in each lifetime. So on other places in the light, you are only there once. Here, the dark side takes you into parallel universes, parallel lifetimes, and you can be in thousands of these here. I've been clearing that online, which is on-planet and off-planet, and then also this life and past life. So there's actually four clearings there that you can do. So this is, we'll do on planet here. This is clone bodies, just like yours, and these are cloned Earths. Looks like this one. Here we go. We'll go do one of these lifetimes. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that's your on-planet. We'll do two lifetimes for off-planet. Remember, these are the scary planets that you know nothing about, and your physical body, just like you have right now, the way you're dressed, is walking on it, wondering why it's here. And this can also be deja vu patterns. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the second one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's your parallel lifetimes. That's only in the darkness. The light never creates them. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, there's been some questions on here that I haven't gotten to totally, and I just wanted to quickly mention that Sylvia's call is on tomorrow for a question and answer session, and it's really, really great to get on there to get some of those other questions talked about. And, of course, you know, come back and do more on this show and ask more questions again. I mean, I keep coming back over and over again and can't stop coming and asking, and there's so much to learn. It's so really, really good to keep asking. It's all good. So I don't know, Ron, do you want to go into the sludge bodies or magnetic alignment before we finish today?
Yeah, let's do the magnetic alignment here. So these are bodies that are invisible inside of you, and the dark side turns them so they don't work properly. So you can just think of everything being in proper alignment, just say being pointed all the right directions. Remember, in the first part of the show, we did a chakra alignment, and the chakras go out of alignment because you're being psychically attacked by people, and also maybe by planets and other things, aliens, etc. So here we go. And there's many bodies that people have. There could be as many as a half a dozen to, you know, maybe 100 of these that the dark side can't attach to. So they turn them. So we go back in degrees to put them back into wholeness. So we're going to take the first body, and that's your spirit's going to decide on which one to do. We'll do actually four of these here for you. They won't be corrected completely, but you can actually feel them move. We'll move them 20 degrees toward wholeness. If it's 500 degrees out, then it's turned, you know, 20 degrees, so now it's at 480 degrees, okay? If it's 100 degrees, it'll be turned back to 80 degrees. So here we go. Body number one. So just feel the inside of yourself. You might feel it move. Things move inside of you. So 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, and 15. I'm yawning. Oh, boy. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, and 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So that's increased toward wholeness 20 degrees. Next body, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Next body, 20 degrees, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Next one. 20 degrees, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, and 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So just see how you feel now. And you might feel the energies a little different inside of you. You may feel actually more energy in your body. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. I really appreciate that. That was actually one of my my requests. So I'm glad you got to do that. Thank you. And Heal is asking, how is our heart drop? Do we get heart dropped when we've done this much already, or do we should we do that before we get off here today?
Let's do that right now. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your first is your forehead, your awakening thoughts, what you think with, you know, the words that are inside of your head talking to you. And we're going to drop that down into your heart center. That's the first floor of the elevator. So we're going to drop down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, two, and one. So you should feel pretty much heart-centered. The show probably puts you there automatically just by listening. And this you should be doing yourself on a daily basis. When you feel kind of upset, just do this, and it'll put you right into the present moment. This is where you're supposed to be living continuously throughout your life. Remember, if you're here, then the mind energy cannot attach to you. Once you're in your heart, you can never think of a negative thought. It's impossible. And so if you get a negative thought, you know that you're not in your heart center. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, you're in a way answering one of the other questions that many of us come back to is how we can protect ourselves from, you know, psychic attacks or other people. And there's so many ways. And one of them is what you just did. And I know there's many different things that you can do. If you want to read up on them, there's actually a post on the Yahoo group that talks about how you can command your spirit to remove all entities from your body, and you can do it for yourself. You will end up bringing in more of your spirit and keeping more of your spirit with you when you command your own spirit to remain in your body. I do it every day, and I do it for my family too. And I then have to ask on behalf of their, you know, I command on behalf of their spirit. And it's very, very powerful. So there's lots of things we can do ourselves too. And you know, this, yeah?
Yeah, another good thing is to have the barcode taken off of your spirit and the barcode taken off your body so you won't be abducted. So I do those in private sessions for people, and the cost is $150. It's well worth it, believe me. If you want to get out of here, that's the way. The only way you're going to get out with your spirit is to get the barcode off. Because remember, when ascension time comes, like what's happened in all the other times, the dark side conveniently takes you off planet into a parallel lifetime. The light comes to look for you, and nothing's here. They can't find you if you're not here. So that clearing is very beneficial. So that's one of them that we do. I just thought I'd bring that up for people here. I might be able to put it on the website, but so far I got to have more energy to do that because it takes quite a bit to get that barcode off. I'm already doing tons of stuff with the other clearing, so I'll need to be prepared a little more for it. Otherwise, I'd have it on there right now. But it's to me, it's all very interesting to see. What's going on. Next month we're having three very, very special events on Sundays, 8 hours apiece. And you probably want to get on this. This is, we're working with entities, we'll say, and we're working with the bodies that are inside of us. And a lot of these are created by the darkness. And these bodies are what we call shadow bodies. So we'll be doing those for sure on the last two 8-hour calls. That will be on. Also, we have on the 20th, for $60, we have the 8-hour ascension preparation, and water charging is included in that for 7 containers of water, which you have the next week. So that'll be on the 20th, and you may want to get on that. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and that's 4 o'clock Eastern. It's a 4-hour conference call also. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, and I know there are other barcodes sometimes too, like the Earth barcode, Ron?
Yeah, the Earth barcode, I'll just talk about that. I don't know how our time's getting, but we're probably getting close. The Earth barcode is what the dark side gave you, but your body doesn't want to leave here. So it always wants to come back like a homing pigeon to the Earth. And so remember, how is your body going to leave if it doesn't know that it can leave, which is why, you know, would love to leave here. You know, everybody's body would love to get out of here and not to be hooked in darkness again. So hopefully, you know, that's an option for everybody, is to have that one done. But the main thing is, you know, to get these things off of you so you can have, you know, nice sleep. Remember, since I said we've all been abducted at least twice a year, some people could be daily. You know, getting that abduction barcode off would definitely help you. And then also on the website, we have alien attacks. On the menu on the left side, go on that. $30 a month, you can have wonderful clearings, do the ET worms, parasites, These are invisible life forms in your bodies. There's all kinds of information there, all different types of things to clear, and just get on it. And you can put up more than one screen up on your monitor and do more than one type of healing at once. So just to kind of know how much energy your body can actually withstand when you do this. I would figure probably 2 to 4 screens would probably be adequate for most people. So back to you, Annika. And I just will mention, you know, this Saturday again is Union Square in New York, and also we have the ARE Center workshop tomorrow night at 6:30 to 9:30, 241 West 30th Street in Manhattan, between 7th and 8th. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, just saw a comment here from Sand. I enjoyed Saturday very much in Union Square, so thank you so much for writing that to all of us. And we actually have a few minutes left, Ron. I don't know if you wanted to maybe bring in, can we bring in an energy of peace or something like that on the light beam?
Sure, okay. So everybody go to the light beam on your monitor screen. And if you don't know where it is, click on Creation Lightship Healing on any one of the shows. We're on Monday's show right now. And then once you get it up, scroll down a little bit on the scroll bar, about an inch, and look at the light beam. Right now we're bringing in some peace energy. So I'll count to 10 as it comes through the light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you should feel the peace energy. It'll stay with you for about a half an hour here, half past the hour. And we'll bring in the male light beams for everybody for healing. So here they come. So, they're coming in. And they're coming in. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have another radio program today also, which will be in a couple hours. It's askoneradio.com. And we have people call in also for that program. So, just thought I'd bring that one up. We have it once a week there. We have on BBS a lot of archives. There's probably close to, I imagine, about 450 by now. So if you're new listening and kind of want to get a little more information, like I tell most people, it's going to take you at least 6 to probably 10 shows to listen to finally understand what's happening, because, you know, your mind's probably getting twisted by getting information that doesn't necessarily agree with what you've been taught. So, like I said, changing a belief system that you've had ingrained for, you know, 50,000 years in your body is a little hard to do, you know, in a few hours. So once you start hearing the truth, you resonate to it and understand it. And then it'll start making sense, because your spirit will finally say, ah, I understand what's happening now. Now I know why I'm trapped here, you know. So anyway, that's it. So here we go. Bringing in some more of the male light beams, and then we'll say goodbye and blessings to all of you. So here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I need to get prepared for our 1 hour conference call. Mondays and Fridays we have these for only $20. So if you're not on them, I don't know why you're not, because we go to the light ship for a whole hour. So Annika, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, and thank you. And if we can't be at the ARE tomorrow with you, Ron, then we can call in on the Q&A call, which is at 5:30 till 6:30 Pacific Standard Time, and that's with Sylvia and Rob in Toronto, and that's free, and it's for questions and answers, and that's another good thing to do too.
Okay, so we'll just close off here. So we'll say blessings to all of you. And thank you for coming on board on the Fast Chat. And we'll see the people that are on the Fast Chat on the 1 hour conference call coming up here. So blessings to all of you. And if you're in New York or, you know, in New Jersey or something, come on over. It's a wonderful experience to watch people have healings. I mean, it's incredible. Some people actually can actually see the energy go from me into the body, so that's great too. But it's quite an awakening experience for the people having the healing and also the people watching. So we'll see you later, everybody. Bye.
Bye.